keeping yourself fit so you can be with her for a long time, so you can please her aesthetically. But also, she knows that you are doing this for her, an act of dedication. Every drop of sweat, every motion, everything you do that brings you closer to an ideal that will please her. Every act of worship and purity, in scourging and purifying your own body through hard work, through eating right, through disciplining your brain, and in that discipline, finding new ways to anticipate and please her. This is you. This is your mind, dedicated to the practice of pleasing her, the image in your mind, the figure of veneration and focus. And that's not all. Every act of exercise is a ritual of worship. An act of dedication, a proof that you are earnest and forthright in your desires and intentions. Every time you do that, every time you submit through acting in a way that makes you stronger, happier, more complete for her, you're actually submitting in a very active, confident, out there kind of way, where you exercise, purify your body, take care of yourself, be every bit as beautiful in her eyes as she is in yours. Now, of course, you know that's impossible. She is elevated and perfect and wonderful, and at the times when she requires things of you, she is really just expressing that you are useful, that you fit a lock, you are a puzzle piece for her, and this confident feedback loop reinforces your own dedication. That is one type of ritual you can and will do. Fit for her, nourished for her, restored for her. That is what you're thinking of now. An inescapable thought, because it is so powerful, so tempting, so wonderful to think of her being in control of you and wanting you to be a better version of you. She wants something different than what society tells us. Society so often says that a dominant will want a submissive who is helpless, but no. You become stronger, become more useful, become dedicated. You stand as someone pledged to her, dedicated to her, desiring her. And in that pledge is an understanding that you will do everything you can to live up to what you see as her standards. After all, she's already dedicating and directing your action and life, and you, as a tool of her desires and pleasure, should be as sharp as possible, as nourished and vitalized as you can be, your vital, confident form encouraging you, encouraged by constant, happy thoughts. Feel it, want it, explore it. You will feel, you will desire, you will surrender. And that is good, because it is confined to places where she runs her hands over you, sends her dedicated commands to you, or even does nothing to you at all except nod at your efforts. The least of her acknowledgments is the greatest of your pleasures.